All right. Good evening, everybody. Tonight, what we're going to kind of look at is a passage out of Hebrews from Hebrews 11. And if you're familiar with, you know, this part of the Bible, it has a kind of a legacy of legacies of the faith, right? There's a lot of people who are on there who are men that that we look up to that have a rich legacy of being faithful servants to God. And so the question tonight is to kind of looking at that. What does faith look like? And in chapter 11 of this letter, the author of Hebrews tackles like this question by presenting us with this gallery of folks, as it were, of saints of old, men and women who were commended on account of their faith. And this record of commendation is not meant to necessarily, I guess, elevate these individuals to some like superhuman status that they're just, you know, something that we cannot attain ourselves. But instead, it's there for us to kind of view like Noah and Moses and the rest as ordinary people from whom we can derive strength and encouragement as we reflect on how God helped them and honored their faith. So if we want to follow their example of living, of a living, lived out faith, we need to first see what the faith of these individuals was not. It wasn't a warm, fuzzy feeling coming from, you know, emotion or circumstances, or and it wasn't a vague notion that everything would just work out in the end. For these men and women, faith in practice meant believing what God had said and taking him at his word, and then living their lives accordingly. So in other words, as these verses tell us, their faith was an assured conviction that what God had promised would indeed come into fruition. Let me read real quick, too, out of Hebrews 11, 1 through 2. He says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, for by it the people of old received their commendation. So these saints of old, you know, regarded their future reality as if it were present, that it was here now, and that it was actually, you know, among us. So even if they didn't see God's promises fulfilled in their lifetime, they trusted his faithfulness to his word in light of eternity. So, you know, their faith was a deep-seated trust, not in their circumstances in the present, but one who made promises about their future. The present can sometimes skew us at times, right? You know, if we live too much in the present, sometimes we forget that, you know, God has the victory, and that's something that we can, you know, look forward to in the future by living on God's promises. So by living out their faith in such a visible way, you know, these saints made an impact on their day, and we can do that in ours as well, on our daily lives. So whenever an individual, a couple, family, or a whole church is prepared to take God at his word and do what he says, lives will be transformed through that. And if we do so, we'll better understand who God is and what he's done, and we will be better placed to make a difference in this world and for eternity. So of all that was true of the saints presented in this chapter, in Hebrews chapter 11, the one unifying characteristic which brought them to this gallery, so to speak, was their faith in the living God, an assurance that God's promises were able to bear the weight of their hopes, and a steady conviction that, you know, what God said was real, as what they could see. And so that's the question for us tonight, is that our faith? What I challenge us to do is to meditate on all the promises that are ours from God in Christ, right? Reflect on those promises that God has already kept through history, supremely in the death and resurrection of his son. And then you'll be able, with joy and determination, to kind of set your priorities, our priorities, and make our decisions based on his promises and not on our circumstances. Not something easy to do, but something that's necessary as we are live our lives faithful to God. So I hope that encourages you tonight, and I hope you're blessed by that. And read the rest of Hebrews 11 after you listen to this, too, to kind of get a full picture of all of that we've just talked about. So God bless you guys, and hope you have a good one.